Today, we are paddling through the rivers. Do you ever go canoeing? What about racing? Do you ever go out racing? I was out racing once. A lot of spiders. A great time. Hard work. And it's fun for family adventure together. So I would recommend anybody that has the chance to go racing to get out there and do it. Because it's part of our culture. It's a great tradition to learn. And not only that, but rice, it's the healthiest rice that you can ingest, is our wild rice. It's fantastic for our dietary needs, shall I say. Excellent source of vitamins, minerals, and things like that. As well as getting you out there and exercising. Okay, we're talking today about paddling. Paddling in our rivers, paddling in our ponds, paddling up the streams. Pretty much just jump in that canoe and paddle around. Maybe you have a paddleboard. Maybe you have a kayak. Whatever you have for your water adventure, get out there. Or you can also put on just some shoes and walk the stream banks as well. Anything you like. It's your world, right? So let's get out there. Don't forget your camera, because what we're talking about is we're wandering all around, and we wandered the forest, we walked the woods, we looked in the streams, and now we're going to be paddling the rivers. And that's what we want to look at today. Some of the plants that we can find in our wetlands and our rivers and our waterways. The buckbean. It is available April through July. It's in shallow water. It likes to live in the ponds and the bogs. Our ancestors used the dry leaves and roots for digestive tonic, fevers, and liver ailments. Also helped with worms. Great for skin diseases. It helped with stopping the bleeding. Also with bile secreting, digestive tonic. So it's really going to help cleanse out your tonics. We used it dried out. If you use this fresh plant, it's going to cause some vomiting. The white water lily, one of my favorites. Everybody's probably like, how can she have so many favorites? Well, I love them all. I can't help it. This white water lily. And plus, I used to hang out in the swamps when I was a young kid. I just loved the swamp. It was beautiful in there. The trees, the bogs, the marshes, the moss, the yellow flowers, the birch trees. It was gorgeous. So these white water lilies, they're available June through September. They love the lakes, the sluggish streams, the marshes. The beavers love them. They love living in the canals, these white water lilies. Our ancestors used the tea for coughs and tuberculosis, inflamed glands, helped stop bleeding, and help with any type of bowel complaints or mouth sores. A poulticed root was used for swelling. You can also use the root and some strawberry leaves to help remove dark spots. Never take large doses of anything. Not healthy. How about this marsh pepper smart weed? Marsh pepper smart weed. If I was a plant, I'd want that to be my name. Our ancestors used this as a diuretic. Also for painful or bloody urination. It was great internally for helping with any bleeding or menstrual disorders or urinary tract disorders. Help with fevers and chills. If you use it at a poultice, you could use it for pain, or you could use it for sprained ankles. Our ancestors used it as a deterrent from a child sucking his thumb. It's going to help heal your fragile capillaries and help stop the bleeding if you're a bleeder. The spotted lady's thumb. I always just love the tiniest ones. I love the tiniest little flowers. But I don't know why. Because they're so powerful and they're so tiny. Like a lot of our women. Tiny and powerful. Wonderful. This plant loves the edge of the water and the ditches and the marshes. You're going to be able to paddle right up to this spotted lady's thumb. Our ancestors harvested this one during June through October. It was great for their stomach aches and used as a diuretic for kidney stones. The entire herb can be crushed and used for any type of painful areas or poison ivy. They also used it as a deterrent for helping the horses keep the flies away. If you use it as a tea or you can use it for a good foot soak for pains, arthritic pains, sore throats and inflammation. How about our tall buttercups? Cute as a button. Tall, yellow, beautiful. These are going to habitate. Habitat is the meadows and the fields. So jump out of your canoe if you see these and run up there and take a picture, because our ancestors used these as externally. They used the leaves for circulation. You know, so if we're a diabetic and we have poor circulation in our skin and our feet, our tall buttercups could be crushed and used as a circulatory inducer. It's great for arthritis, rheumatism. Our ancestors also used the poultice with roots for boils and abscess. Great for affected areas. And always make sure that you check to ensure that you're not allergic to anything. So you only try a very small dab. And make sure that you know the allergic reactions to any of these properties. Because this tall buttercup is very acidic. So it might burn your mouth. Just take a gander and see what you're working with. As with everything, double check your medications, double check your herbal remedies. Just double check it all. The broadleaf arrowhead. In shallow water, around the edges. Another cutie patootie. Just creamy white flower on these dense green long stalks. Cute. Our ancestors loved eating the tubers like potatoes. Same as our American nut. Use the tubers. Use them in a tea form for indigestion, and also used as a poultice for wounds and sores. The leaves were also used as a tea for rheumatism and to wash babies with fevers. The poultice from the leaves were to help stop the milk production. Side effects may cause inflammation of your skin. Double check. And there's some of our plants that we can find when we're out paddling and looking around. Don't forget your camera.